Red Circle opens up Host Red Ads. From London, the latest from podnews.net with co-host, podcast analytics and audience insights. Red Circle has launched OpenWrap, a scalable platform for Host Red Ads. Podcasters can now keep their existing vast capable hosting provider and have new fully automated Host Red Ads inserted directly into their show by Red Circle's ad platform. OpenWrap automatically manages ad insertion, measurement, reporting and payment. RSS.com has bought Mexico City podcast production company Vandy Media. It's set to enhance RSS.com's production capabilities and ad sales opportunities. The company is already highly active in Mexico with a number of large shows and agreements with Grupo Formula. The BBC is to carry advertising on its podcasts in the UK if you're not listening on BBC Sounds. The BBC is funded by a mandatory charge for UK households of $215 a year in the form of a television licence fee. It's the first time that BBC programmes will carry advertising on first release. It'll be on smaller shows at first, and BBC News reports that it's subject to regulatory assessment, though it's unclear what regulator they're referring to. The news has been heavily criticised by commercial competitors who are solely reliant on ad revenue. News Media Association Chief Executive Owen Meredith says it would wreak havoc on commercial players right across the media and advertising sector, while Mans Ulverstam of Acast, which sells ads on BBC podcasts outside the UK, was quoted as saying the ads will cannibalise every other podcast's revenue. Libsyn's AdvertiseCast is now Libsyn Ads in a rebrand announced today. It's a natural progression on the successful execution of our platform strategy, says CRO Dave Hanley. Fancy a slice of blueberry pie? Blueberry has launched the Blueberry Podcast AI Assistant, which helps podcasters with creation, production, and clips. 6 months of work, the tool is future-ready, able to switch between LLMs when required. Audacy has launched dynamic AI contextual advertising for podcasts using transcripts to more accurately match topics with advertising categories. Audio advertising company AdTonos has unveiled Amplifier, a tool to enhance the audibility of audio ads. The company claims it's been proven using brain scanning technology to result in better response rates and emotional connections. Acast and Global both spoke at a UK parliamentary committee earlier in the week about the future of news, including podcasting. We've linked to the video of that today. The subscription-only New York Times audio app has exceeded 1 million installs, and audio on the platform got an average of 110 million monthly downloads per month last year, according to New York Times head of audio Paula Zsuzsman. PJ Vote's search engine is to launch a paid subscription dubbed Incognito Mode. It's powered by Supporting Cast. In the announcement, PJ Vote says the show is not profitable and 40% of the show's audience are international, but, quote, we currently do not make money from the advertisements they hear, which is weird because we hear advertisements in that show in Australia and we kind of wonder where that money's going. Disgraceland has launched a podcast via email. The Disgraceland Dive is a daily email over 9 days, introducing a listener to an archive season of the popular music podcasts focusing on the Beatles. And local US advertising will be $172 million this year, says BIA Advisory Services. Digital will account for $84 million. In People News, Matt Tasker has been hired by VoiceWork Sport as executive producer. He'll lead on the production of some of VoiceWork's biggest rights holder productions. And in podcast news, a new slate of stories from LAist's Imperfect Paradise have been revealed. The show's four-part stories will feature a story about a group of dancers working to unionise one North Hollywood strip club and the pitfalls they faced along the way. Then, stories about the Colorado River, the Mexican border and the lions, coyotes and bears moving into LA. Well, we've got an interview with LAist's Shayna Naomi Crockmull tomorrow in the Podcast Business Journal. Also, the Not Old Better show has signed with AMP for media sales. In Australia, the ABC has launched Mushroom Case Daily, a day-by-day podcast following the case of Erin Patterson, who stands accused of serving a beef Wellington laced with poisonous mushrooms to her unsuspecting guests. The 49-year-old has been charged with 3 counts of murder. She maintains she's innocent. Impromptu is new from Washington Post Opinions, inviting listeners to eavesdrop on the newspaper's columnists. And After Earnings is new from Morning Brew and Stakeholder Labs. Trailers for selected shows are in our podcast called New Podcast Trailers, and we're sponsored by Co-host. Understand listeners' social media habits, interests, and employment with Co-host, no matter your hosting setup. Find a link in the show notes. And that's the latest from our newsletter. To read all the stories and subscribe, we're at podnews.net.